Welcome back to the Talk Shonen Podcast. My name is Turtle.
And my name is Jared.
Well, hello, Jared.
Hello, Turtle.
It's been a long time, no see.
It's very funny if someone actually has this accent.
Oh, this is not accent. This is how I speak. Accent for when I talk on the podcast.
Yeah.
This I'm is just straight, a normal
is,
American man.
This is our heterosexual American man voice.
Cis male accent engaged.
Yes. So how you doing today, Turtle?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Living the dream. I am exhausted because I barely sleep anymore.
Oh, don't do that.
Because now that this is my whole job, I can do this whenever, so I just do it sporadically through the day.
So you, like, hyperfixate?
Well, basically what happens now is I work on podcast stuff instead of for, like, I could do it in, like, 5 hours a day. I do it 5 hours or 6 hours sometimes, spread out through the whole day.
Yeah.
And normally I will hyperfixate on it at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So then I don't go to bed until like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then my dog wakes me up at 7.
That monster.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of how that works sometimes. When I was doing audiobooks, it's some really weird, like, I wake up at, like, 5 a.m., start recording because I just couldn't, I just wanted to put out
I gotta do stuff.
Yeah, I gotta put out some auditions or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd love to get back into that. I was talking to my wife about that. I really want to, now that work is slowing down.
Yeah.
And now that the wedding is about to pass, yeah, so all of my free time.
By the time this comes out, you will be married.
Well, I'm already married, but the ceremony.
You'll be married again.
Yeah, married again.
But married again to the same person.
The ceremony and honeymoon will be done with this
be
time.
Done.
And then I might have some more time to, like,
Do stuff.
And maybe some more money to, like, get some more sound foam and stuff and kind of set
do
up.
Do stuff.
Record in my spare room.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to do we got lots of cool stuff planned. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up in the future.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
But let's talk about, instead of the future, let's talk about the past.
Well, is it the past?
Yeah, that's already come out.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I was like, are we talking about the past? Because I thought we were going to talk about the Thor Love and Thunder trailer.
Well, that and also, well, that's the future. Damn. Okay, we're talking about the past and the future.
We got to go back to the future, Jared.
We
got to go back to the future,
we're
Marty.
We're talking about Back to the Future, but not about Back to
I
the
love
Future.
Back to the Future.
We're going
to
talk about Moon Knight, the recapping of what's happened so far.
Yes.
And as of recording this, episode 5 just came out.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it yet.
I don't have a life, so I've seen it, and Turtle hasn't seen it, so we're not going to talk about episode 5. But 2, 3, and 4, we're going to talk about, and we're also going to talk about Thor, Love, and Thunder. We want to start, you want to end on the trailer, or you want to start with the trailer?
I kind of want to start with the trailer. Let's start with the trailer. We don't usually start with trailers.
We don't, but it's
toss
quick.
Things up. Let's get fucking wild.
Let's fucking shake this shit up.
So I am hyped for this.
I'm excited, and what's funny is, like, I liked Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
But I didn't love Thor Ragnarok.
See, we're opposite there, because I loved Thor Ragnarok.
I felt like Thor Ragnarok was too goofy.
I like goofy.
I know.
You gotta understand something, too. Thor is inherently a weird story arc. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're already taking a weird bastardized version of Norse mythology.
Yeah.
Which is already a weird bastardized version of its own mythology because of Christianity and who actually recorded things.
I don't know. I feel like in Norse mythology it was kind of weird, like the fact that all of their deaths were already recorded.
Well, so here's the thing. Well, yes, but you got to keep in mind, in Norse mythology, they didn't record anything.
Yeah.
Only Christians did, like, 200 years after the fact.
True.
So you have a lot of what they did record is almost like hearsay of people that didn't even know the original practices.
Yeah.
You have a lot of factors that just are there, and they're not even, there's no reconciliation, like the cow that licked the stone into a person or whatever and is one of the major deities but has no records, and there's no, like, you don't know who it is or really, like, other than, like, a name. And there's a ton of Norse mythology that is weird and doesn't make sense. And, like, Loki in Norse mythology, not in Marvel, is, like, blood bound to Odin. It's a blood pact of, like, not fucking around, basically.
Yeah.
And
which is why he does fuckery to everything.
And but there's no explanation why this occurred or, like, that we have a really good written record of. And once again, like even the best, like the Poetic Edda and all those things, they don't really cover like where, it's the guy's making his best guesses on what was written, art, things like that we still have. But, you know, you got to take all of it with a grain of salt because it's lots of different people kind of cobbling together.
Yeah.
What was the actual Norse mythology?
What about the dude with the unbreakable shoe?
The unbreakable shoe.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I was writing an idea, and no one's stealing. You know what? I'm going to be vague about it. Mm-hmm. I was writing a comic idea,
mm-hmm.
and I pitched this by Kyle, and this mm-hmm. is like something that might in the future happen.
Okay.
So this is, I'm going to be vague. I'll tell you about it after we finish
it. Yeah. It's actually really cool. Broadcasting.
So it's a comic involving.
Oh, so much olive oil.
Yeah. Involving gods.
Okay.
So I did it, but it's very American god-esque.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's all different gods in it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that I looked up was for Norse god. And
I didn't inspire you with this.
Vidar. I don't remember what it is. It's with a V. Okay. I can't remember what it is though.
I think it
is. I have it written down somewhere. But he's like the Norse god of like vengeance.
Yeah. Okay. So wait.
And he has an unbreakable shoe.
Okay.
For one reason. And one reason alone.
Okay.
So that he can take that unbreakable shoe
mm-hmm.
and step on Fenrir's jaw and lift up so that it can't bite through.
Yeah.
And that he can stab Fenrir.
Oh my God. So, but you got to understand something too. Mm-hmm. Vidar and any of the Norse gods aren't gods of things like we think of. Like, I know with Marvel and Greek mythologies, this indoctrinated this kind of idea of like
plenty.
This is a god of thunder. This is a god of wine and sex. This is a god of vengeance. Norses don't really do that. They're gods and they have aspects.
Okay.
Now, granted, Odin is the god of fucking everything. Like he's got, but he's not the god of everything.
That's why he's called the All Father.
Yeah, he just has aspects of pretty much everything. Like the gods of these things are not
Would
really.
That make Thor now the All Son?
Probably.
Is he Agent Olson?
Agent Olson. Yeah, that's Thor. For sure. So hello?
What?
Did my thing just die?
No.
You disconnected my headphones. I was like, what's happening? Jared kicked my headphones unconnected.
Turtle's like, I'm deaf.
I'm deaf. It's all gone so quiet. Jared,
I've pissed off the gods.
Yeah,
I talked about the gods and I immediately went deaf.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, it's finally coming, Ragnarok.
Aspects of the gods. Yes.
Aspects of the gods, not necessarily
what they're the gods of.
They're not the gods of things, really.
It's no god of thunder, no god
but
of...
Like, Thor embodies thunder, but he's not the god of thunder. He's
and
not
war.
All, and war. He's not... But Thor, he's only, like, kind of thought of as the god of war because Thor loves to kill things.
Yeah.
Right, but this isn't an episode about Norse mythology, it's Jared. Not. Maybe you should get
loosely,
back on track. I mean, kind of, sort of.
I mean, according to the trailer... All mythology.
That's true.
I love that you mentioned Greek because we saw fucking Zeus in this trailer.
Yes, and I'm pretty psyched for Russell Crowe as Zeus.
Yeah, I'm excited because I feel like this is the perfect segue to have just like a brief cameo.
Yeah.
Of Hercules.
Yeah, which is a big part of Marvel Universe.
Yeah, he's big in there.
He's pretty solid.
Not only just he's like a big character, but he's
very
stature wise. He's mm-hmm. big.
He's big and he's very powerful. He's gone toe-to-toe with some serious
Strength-wise, he's in top, like physical strength-wise.
Yeah,
He's in the top, I think 10?
I think it's 5.
He might be in the top
he's,
5. There's
not,
so many physically not, strong yeah. things in Marvel, it's insane.
He's not referenced a ton, especially nowadays, I don't think. I think he was bigger in the 90s in the comics.
Do you know what it was? Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo. That racist piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean.
And you know what? I shouldn't say that. He was very nice to me when I met him.
Oh, you met Kevin Sorbo?
I worked at a Greater Philadelphia Comic Con as a volunteer.
Oh, and you met him there?
I met him there because I was watching his booth for him while him and his son went to like get lunch or whatever. And he was very nice. Very seemed very down to earth.
Nice people can have shitty views.
Yeah, but the shit he posts is like, you are insane.
Yeah.
But. Unless he wants to be on this podcast, in which case, hit us up, Kevin.
Honestly, I would love to have fucking Kevin Sorbo on this show.
I loved Kevin Sorbo.
I watched Adventures of Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
I loved him in Adventures of Hercules. I loved him in Andromeda.
Yeah,
Which was just Hercules in space.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was Hercules space.
He was supposed to be like part heavy worlder, so he was physically stronger than the average man. And yeah, it's like, you're Hercules in space.
Hercules in space. Be like, they found out you can do one thing real good.
Yeah, like you are a good, strong, big strong man.
How fucking weird would it be if Kevin Sorbo was in Thor?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Love
and Thunder. He was just some different god and not Hercules.
Yes.
But he's just there. And you're kind of like, is that fucking Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Is he a Greek god again?
Yeah. But so the trailer looked, I think, really good.
Yeah. I like the idea that it's giving. I like that they showed Fat Thor.
Yes.
And they showed that he
like CrossFit.
Not, yeah, they it's not going to be that he just got skinny because he's a god.
Yeah.
No, he earned it.
Mm-hmm.
In very 80s montage. I hope that there's a legitimate montage.
I hope so.
Like there's got to be like
I'll tell you what I'm not excited for.
Yeah.
I don't care about Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, other than the fact that he's a religious wacko,
I mean, most people that are
and like left his wife and son because he wanted to fuck Strange Poon or something. I don't know what he was doing.
Hey, man,
I'm not.
Don't
kink
shame.
I've lost my like appreciation for the Pratt in recent
years.
For the Pratt, you know, okay. Chris Pratt, the Pratt.
Yeah,
and I think the first thing that started making me not like him, oddly enough, was the whole Thanos scene in Avengers, where I was like, "Fuck Star-Lord, man, you piece of shit."
But we got so much cool shit because of it.
I guess so, but I'm not a big fan.
Hey man,
I don't like Star Lord in general.
14 million different outcomes, and this was the one.
I know
that had the best outcome.
Yeah,
only but two people died.
I don't want this to be a Chris Pratt heavy movie. I want it to be Chris. No, Hemsworth
I,
heavy movie.
I, it honestly, it looks like they're like the Guardians are going to be in early. The first 15 minutes of the movie.
I hope so.
And it's going to be that he's going to be in one fight with them.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm calling. I'm calling it right now, just based off of outfits and things like that. This movie's going to start with him training.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to say that it's going to right after the Marvel roles, it's going to have some hardcore, straight out of Rocky III training. And it's just going to be Thor getting jacked again.
Yeah.
It's going to be him hitting those chains and doing all this crazy stuff. And then it's going to show maybe some of him fighting with the Guardians, but it's going to be mostly them fighting around him. And it's going to be kind of slow motion. He's going to be like, I don't really enjoy. He's still going to be hitting things also,
he's way, way above the Guardians as far as power.
Power
goes.
Level, yeah.
Insane. Especially with Stormbringer.
Like, he should just be flicking everybody.
And there's definitely, so during the trailer, there's a lot of dead space next to him and Korg on the battlefield when the Guardians leave. And I feel like they edited out a whole nother person that's on that scene.
Who do you think would be the person?
I don't know. There's this, I've seen some rumor mills kind of stuff.
Okay.
I have no idea who it's going to be, but I think there's going to be like a secret character that's in this movie.
Okay.
That they're kind of hiding from that and not going to show. Like how fucking nuts would it be if what gets him back on this quest is Loki shows up?
I mean, that would be ridiculous. I was
like,
say,
like variant Loki.
I was going to say, like, what's his name? Manta Ray Bill?
Oh, Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill.
Didn't someone get confirmed to be playing Beta Ray Bill?
No.
Or there's rumors
that someone was going to be Beta Ray Bill.
I'd love a Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah. I mean, but Beta Ray Bill pretty much wielded Stormbringers.
Well, Beta Ray Bill wielded what was called Stormbringer, but was the hammer that was just like Mjolnir.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that would be dope. I mean, I would love to see Beta Ray Bill, but, I mean, that's not... It's not guaranteed. Yeah, I don't think they would just throw him in for
I don't know who they're going to throw in here, but I have a feeling if they're leaving them out of the trailer entirely and editing them out from a scene, it's probably someone big.
It's going to be somebody big. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there that, I mean, if they're going to, you know, Kings of Red Herrings, they're gonna do something and if they're going to remove someone, it's going to be for a good reason.
Yeah.
But I think that when the Guardians, because it looks like he just gets ditched.
Well, no, like, he says bye to them. Like, they leave.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like how that is going to go is they're going to be like, hey, wait right here.
I don't think that's it. I think the person they're editing out is the plot driver. I think he trains. He gets into a fight with the Guardians. Mm-hmm. He seems completely uninterested.
Yeah.
And is searching for meaning. There's a very big vibe of like,
Yeah.
What's his purpose, which I like.
Yeah.
And then it like at someone is going to, you know,
inciting incident,
like someone's going to show up that's a major player or a new character, someone surprising.
Yeah.
Fucking Adam Warlock or something.
I'd lose my fucking mind if Adam Warlock someone got thrown in here.
Fucking sick that would really like, oh my God, there be a big surprise added into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Howard the Duck.
I would love that too, that honestly. That would be dope, actually. And so someone comes in and they're like, oh man, you know, why don't we go talk to the other gods? And he's like, fucking brilliant. Let's go search on this vision quest kind of thing and go talk to the other gods.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. And then that's what leads to this like journey of self-discovery / finding his purpose.
I will say, I feel like when he's going to go to Mount Olympus, I feel like, and we haven't mentioned it yet, but I'm gonna mention it right now.
Yeah.
Lady Thor is going to be with him.
Oh, see, that's, I don't know.
Because, and this is the only reason why I'm saying this, when he's in his whole, oh, I've put down the hammer forever
thing,
and, you know, life of peace. When he's doing that whole thing, he's wearing...
That accent, though. Yeah,
it was close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You good. Knew who I was
No, it was good. I wasn't mocking it. I liked the accent.
Oh, there we go. That's going to be my bedroom voice now.
I was going to say something really spicy and I'm not going to, but it was mean, but I was going to be like, you got to bring someone to the bedroom to have a bedroom voice, Jared.
That's 100% true.
You could talk to You could talk to your pupperino. Just talk to your pup as Thor all day.
He's just gonna start humping my leg then now. But no, so you know, when he put everything down, he was wearing a very particular outfit.
Yes.
And also the area around him, one, looked alien.
Yes.
I do not think that he's gonna be like, on Earth for almost like any of this.
No, I don't think this very low Earth time.
Yeah. So he was on another planet, and I think that later scene when Lady Thor comes in, based off of like the environment around him, and it looks like he's straight up just trying to break up a fight between two things.
Yeah,
because he's not using Stormbringer and he's not using any powers, even though he doesn't need Stormbringer to use his powers. He can just straight up electrocute people.
Yeah,
it looks like he's just trying to like break up things in a more pacifist kind of way. And it's not going well. And what he's wearing in the environment that he's in looks like the same planet. So what thinking is that he's doing all of that, not really, like, he's trying to search for himself, but since he's so reserved and so away from everything that kind of helped him become who he is, he's not making any progress. So she comes along, and then she might have been edited out of whatever that's that possible. Scene was.
I don't think you're right, but I think you might be close to it with some factors.
Yeah.
Like, I do think it's a similar planet. I don't know, I feel like, because they did not have a good end, I think she might be the rival of this.
I mean...
Now, maybe not a villain, because I'm pretty sure Gore God Butcher is the villain of this.
Yeah, pretty much confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been cast.
He's been cast. Yeah. He's a major, major
and
thing.
And this is the perfect setup for
him.
You
have Thor going to the other gods.
Of just these opulent fucking gods.
Yeah, that are going to get murdered
all like,
by this thing.
I'm so great. And he just comes through and is just like, I'm going to destroy
everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I don't know how this trailer kind of hops around just enough that, and
it's
and
confusing.
Vague enough. And it's also, once again, we've seen Disney and Marvel just edit out entire backgrounds so that you don't, you have no idea where this could be.
This whole fight could be happening in the ocean for all.
Yeah. We have no clue. Yeah. Exactly. No clue that that's actually where it's going to take place, or if they didn't just recycle the same background to make you think things like this with Lady Thor. So I'm very excited. I love, by the way, Natalie Portman.
Oh, she's
jacked
great.
with the repaired Mjolnir.
That's gonna be fun to see. I think the whole controversy of people being like, stupid. Lady Thor was a dope character.
People are idiots.
She's been a dope character.
Thor before. Lady Thor's been a thing.
I wonder if they're gonna keep the whole cancer subline though.
I don't know.
Cause that's not been like
they
brought
haven't really
up.
Talked about it. It'd be a hard. It'd be a hard
and
sell
it does
for a
kind
silly
of
com- movie.
Just come out of nowhere in the comics, if but memory so serves me correctly.
Here's the thing I'm curious about. In the comics, Jane Foster becomes Thor by Thor's direct actions. He basically retires and gives her the hammer, and she's chosen to be worthy. This one looks like a repaired hammer, obviously from Hela.
Yeah.
Because it's not the one that he took back to Asgard. It is the broken Mjolnir that got broke on the fjords with Odin and them. Well, where Odin died.
Yeah.
And so, how? how to get put back together. Did the Asgardians fix it? Which is possible. What's her face is leading the Asgardians and Valkyrie's leading the Asgardians.
Can we take a second and talk about how fucking pimp Valkyrie suit looks?
Fucking boss as
King
shit.
King Valkyrie? Yeah. She looked so boss.
Oh my God, yes.
And just that whole look of like, fucking, I'm surrounded by idiots. Like that look on her face, I was like, she's going to be so dope.
Yes.
When they focus on her, and I can't wait.
Yep. And so, I mean, like, how do you, you know, who's going to do it? Like, maybe, theoretically, the dwarf from Niflheim.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either, but I remember that it was Peter Dinklage.
Ghost that lives with the Asgardians and fucking, he finds the pieces of Mjolnir and puts it back together. I mean, he could.
That would be interesting.
He doesn't have the heart of a dying star to use as a forge.
Yeah.
But he's probably, I mean, it doesn't look like it's reforged. It looks like it's patched together.
They have arc reactor technology on Earth now.
And he's clearly very, very capable, even with his hands turned to stone. And
what if magically what if they don't go as much science and go more magic? What if there has to be Mjolnir, and since Thor is all fucking around in space, Mjolnir just very much Green Lantern core ring searched.
I don't think that's the case. It wouldn't fit into anything we know.
Their science is magic.
It wouldn't even fit into the magic part of how Marvel has always done that. Mm-hmm. I think it's more likely something like Valkyrie.
What if Wanda put it back together?
Well, I think it's more likely like Valkyrie got Doctor Strange to do it, or something. Say, like,
there's like legitimate magicians.
There's legitimate sorcerers.
Yeah,
and like seriously magic.
I don't know.
Powerful.
Why I said magicians. There's magicians in the real world.
There's legitimate people that can like do this, like can fix it, at least in the way where we see it there cracked. And it may not be as powerful as the original Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Maybe they added in something and it's more powerful. We don't know. But I think it's more likely
they added
because
in
it was broken on the fjords. That's where they relocated
into tiny little
Asgard.
Pieces.
Yeah. So it's more, I think it's more likely as Valkyrie was like, well, we need a protector because Thor's fucking around in the galaxy.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, Marvel Universe being what it is, insanity.
Yeah.
So probably got it fixed by someone. Yeah, madness. Got it fixed by someone. Maybe Doctor Strange. Maybe not. Maybe they just had their own. I mean, Loki had magic. Maybe there's other magicians.
Or maybe they were just like, hey, this world's got ridiculous technology now. Yeah, and we can utilize this.
Maybe they just use super glue. We don't know what Mjolnir needs to stick together.
Duct tape.
If you're worthy and you can pick up the pieces, why not?
I like to think it's duct tape now.
Yeah.
The metallic sheen is just that they put a clear coat on some duct tape.
A clear coat of duct tape. They literally, I think it's super glue and they just sprayed it with spray paint.
There we go.
And that's it. Like, now you're metal and everything looks fine.
This is the Earth version.
Yeah, exactly.
Using Earth solutions.
Oh, my God. But so, yeah, I think it's going to be something along those lines. I don't know for sure, obviously, but I think it'd be something like that.
Yeah. How'd you feel about seeing Kid Thor?
Oh yeah, the transition like through the ages.
Yeah,
that's cool. That was actually Chris Hemsworth's son.
Son, yeah,
yeah.
That was a dope
it was
thing.
A cool. I like that montage. I think that's probably the montage you're thinking of, leading into like the workout.
Yeah,
like youth to teen to young Thor to fat Thor to Thor working out back into adult Thor.
There's so it's so good and set up for just a dope montage.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many things that'd be like, this will make it cool.
Yeah.
This would be dope.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see one more fight with Fat Thor.
I wonder
Thor.
If it'd be something, I'd love to see Fat Thor get involved in.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something like maybe the person they wrote out is like another love interest. And then Lady Thor shows up and is pissed.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I mean, it does show him kind of like making out with like space women.
Yeah, so there's lots of ways it could go. And it's called Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's his love literally is in the trailer. So
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of related to this trailer, but not
what
quite.
What if the love between them...
Oh, fixed the hammer?
...is what's holding it together.
I don't think that's the case.
That would be very Disney.
That would be very Disney, but it wouldn't be very Marvel.
It's very true.
It's not so Marvel, not so much.
But they're hand in hand now.
Yeah, they are. That's true. The end of the latest Multiverse of Madness, the little teaser they just put out, they definitely name-dropped the Illuminati, finally. Yeah. I mean, we knew it. We've already said it was the Illuminati. But
we've been calling it since before the movie came out. Yeah, like they got to bring the Illuminati into this. The Illuminati's got to be.
And then we see the council. I'm like, we're probably the Illuminati.
We're like, we guarantee it's the Illuminati.
Called that shit episodes and episodes ago. Yeah, and then he's like, the Illuminati will see you now. And I'm like, nailed it.
check.
Yeah, and it's fucking what's his face more. Oh God, what's his name in movie? The sorcerer from the first Doctor Strange movie. I want to say like Morbus or something, but no, it's not.
No. Oh man. Morvo.
Something like that, yeah.
I think it's
Morvo. Who's like, it's probably a variant of his, or
it could just be.
Just be the one could from Doctor Strange's timeline, yeah.
Just with dope dreads now.
Yeah. So I mean he's awesome, and as an actor, I love him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, ever since I saw him in Serenity.
He was dope. That's exactly it. Serenity was like the one I was like, this guy is the fucking shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's an interesting interesting take. I like that they're just admitted it. Like enough people looked at it and went, and it's clearly the Illuminati. That they went, yes, let's drop the name drop the Illuminati so other people can look into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for this movie.
So am I. When it came to the Thor movies, I was always kind of on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Thor was never my favorite character, because he is so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the comics where it's just like, I'm just some guy and I have a cane and now I'm Thor.
Because he isn't really given a ton of personality in the comics. Thor's very archetypical in the comics of like, I'm
the moment he changes, he speaks old English like he's Shakespeare.
Stoic male, like just insert stoic male personality. Yeah. And that's Thor in the comics most of the time.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth really
because Thor, the first Thor, mm-hmm. I was like, that was good. I'm like, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
The second Thor, I was like, that was a bad movie.
That's bad.
I'm like, I did not like this. Him in the Avengers movies, I surprisingly like you. I'm like, you're one of the ones that I like the most.
Yeah.
And I think he excels in an ensemble. I think that's what it is. And then Ragnarok, I was like, I like you. I like the people around you.
Yeah.
I didn't like how this movie was done.
Yeah, the movie had some issues, but it was...
Plus, also, I could not get over the whole fact that they just took Planet Hulk and they were just like, it's a Thor movie. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if they're just... I think they're just not giving Hulk a movie in the MCU, in the real MCU. Not the fucking...
Do you know how that made me feel?
How?
Like seeing Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
But Silver Surfer did originate with Fantastic Four.
But is it... There's the so much more to him.
Yeah, but...
To just be like, oh.
There's a strong argument for Silver Surfer to be introduced in the Fantastic Four.
I guess.
There's really no precedent to introduce World War Hulk. As a fan of the Silver Surfer,
that was irritating.
Yeah, I get why you're mad about the Ragnarok one. I don't get the Silver Surfer one. I can't get behind that.
Man, I was hoping he'd have his own movie. That was really the main thing.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, yeah, he's a Silver Surfer.
Kind of a flat character.
You know, if they would have started with him
as... You know why you like him? Because he's a sad boy emo with a lot of power.
You know my types.
I do. That's why, because Silver Surfer sacrificed everything for his people.
Maybe
now
that's
I'm lonely
why I like
and
Thor
sad.
Even more in Endgame and stuff, because he became a sad boy.
Because he became a sad boy. That's probably why you like him now.
He's a superpowered
you
sad boy.
You love those edgy, emo, sad boy, but powerful.
Yeah, and that's probably how he's going to be in this one. So
I'm like, super powerful, and I'm a god, and I look great, and I sing like an angel, but I'm a sad boy. And it's like, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. I almost went down a real deep rabbit hole of just being like, you know what my life is like? Do you know how many people in this country? Like, just start, like,
yeah.
And then, like, but you go fly off on your rainbow bridge and be sad that you're only fucking alien women or whatever. Just... Jane doesn't love me. I'm going to go drown myself in blue pussy. Whatever he says, I don't know.
I hope that's in the movie.
Oh, my God, right?
That better be a line in the movie.
I'm going to go drown myself in blue pussy. That's
Jane
it.
Doesn't love me. I'm going to go drown my sorrows in blue pussy. That's their one curse word. That would be a great use of their one curse word.
If it happens, I want it known now that I said this on... April 28th, and I called it.
Yeah,
there we go. It's not going to happen, but I could.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited for this one.
So am I.
I'm more excited for Multiverse of Madness, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Multiverse of Madness is just more interesting.
Yeah, Love and Thunder looks really good. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. Multiverse of Madness, though, that's the fire.
Multiverse of Madness seems game-changing.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to, like, fucking rattle. Which comes first, Multiverse, right?
Multiverse of Madness is coming out first, I think.
What if they introduce someone in Multiverse of Madness, and that's why they write them out of the trailer?
Because
they
almost show fucking up and, guaranteed, actually.
Like, right, introduce them, right? Like, they
now,
introduce them
now in, that you're saying it, because, like, people are going to look back at the trailer keep in mind, and just be
Multiverse of Madness
like,
was supposed to come out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were planning Thor... Love and Thunder. So it's yeah. like, okay, we can do this person and then they'll be back in this movie
yeah.
down the line. But now it's postponed so much that now it's the same person released in the same month kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or same two. No, it is same month, same 2 months.
I don't remember exactly when they're coming out.
I know
Multiverse I know it's very close together.
Multiverse is the 6th. Mm-hmm. I know because I'm trying to convince my wife to let us go see it the Friday before the wedding so I don't miss it while I'm on the cruise.
Yeah.
And I think Thor Love and Thunder is really soon because the jokes have been the end credit scene at Thor Love and Thunder will be the trailer for Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
That was the meme going around
yeah.
because it's just so close to its release and they yeah. just didn't release shit about it.
It'll just go into the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're just like, you guys paid for a double feature.
Exactly. But all right, let's circle back around to the past.
Let's go to the past now.
Back to the past.
Back through some phases of the
moon. We spent a lot of time talking about.
We did. Yeah. Well, that's how it always is. Our first story is always we go in on the first.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of like, fuck. We're strapped for time. Yeah. And then we got to hurry through the rest of it.
We talked too long on Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah. So Moon Knight. Episode 2 mm-hmm. did not go how we predicted.
No, it did not. And I feel like episode 2 is probably, if I'm thinking about them in the right order, probably the weakest episode
yes,
so far.
It was definitely my least favorite episode.
Yes. Now 4 was amazing.
Yes. 3 was good.
Three had
some cool effects.
The whole
rewindy timey
yeah.
thing. That was dope.
Yep.
The introducing the pantheon of other mm-hmm. Egyptian gods. Yep. That was dope.
The fight scenes and the transitioning in the suits.
Oh my god, yeah.
I
love
the like Mr. Knight look with Steve and then mm-hmm. you know, obviously Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Avatar with Mark.
I will say that fight mm-hmm. in what was it, 3 with the polo, not a polo, they had spears.
Yeah.
Whatever sport
they were doing.
Playing,
yeah.
That whole fight was one of the best fights
for
I've
sure.
seen.
So far, it was really good.
Not even just in that show, just one of the best.
Oh, you think it was one of the best?
Superhero fight, like just his transition. As soon as he got the suit on,
yeah.
how he utilized it, how he moved around,
yeah.
that fucking barrel roll, and then he flipped the cape, and then when the cape flipped, all the fucking knives shot
yeah,
out.
Yeah, okay, that was pretty
awesome. I was
awesome.
Like, this is what was the Batman fight everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah, right.
And it came in Moon Knight.
Yeah. It was really good. You're right. It was really, really good.
Him protecting her from the bullets and stuff, yeah. and then him just like getting stabbed over and over again, and then just snapping that shit. Mm-hmm. Dope.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
In episode 4, when they see the other sarcophagus as they're running out.
Oh, I was like,
that's him.
As soon as they ran by, I was like, bye, Jake.
Yeah. They open the door, and I'm like, don't you fucking leave him. And they just keep going. I'm like, you pieces of shit.
Yeah. That was I will say, as someone who knows what's coming up in 5, these past 2 episodes, mm-hmm. 5 is now my favorite episode that they've done.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely
4
have to watch
was
5.
Very, very good, though.
Okay.
And I really liked, one, it felt like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
2, Layla is Lara Croft.
Yeah, for sure.
On steroids.
Yeah.
She is dope as shit.
Yeah, she took out the fucking mummy fire thing.
Which was so intense.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, she can't die. I know she's not going to die. Because if she does die, she's going to die right in Mark's arms. It's going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, and it's going to be Khonshu's fault in some way. I'm like, that's what's going to happen. So I knew she wasn't going to die, but the entire time I was like, maybe she will. Like,
maybe she's going to.
I was like, this is very intense.
I was the same way. I was like, she's got protagonist vibes. Come on. She can't die. But then I was like, maybe she's going
to
die.
Like, this is a really bad position for her to be in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is a very old, very strong mummy that speaks in.
and clicky, creepy scarab sounds.
Like, just to make it more terrible. Like, everything about that.
Yes, is awful.
It was so well shot.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, okay, whoever directed that episode, they should do a remake or the next Indiana Jones. Because so good at that.
Super good. It was a real good... Real good scene. I loved the Steve being excited and like in his element kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The archaeology part.
Yeah. It is always cool to see Steven be like, well, guess what? I'm important right now.
Yeah.
My skills are useful and I'm going to be the one that's needed for a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a little hesitant on their relationship because it seems like I was thinking like multiversal kind of bullshit. Like it's, you know, multiple forms of him, but it seems like, nope, Steve.
It is legitimately multiple personalities.
It's not DID, and that's what I don't like. It is definitely not DID.
Yeah, it is more closely related to what people used to think multiple personality disorder was.
It is the wrong version of DID. Yeah. And that's my only qualm with it so far. I kept hoping they'd have, like, another excuse.
Yeah. I will say 5 will make you a lot happier.
Okay.
Everything about 5 fixes a lot of the stuff.
Okay.
And things make, a bit more sense.
Okay.
And you'll, you know, and as it goes on, things are explained. And you're kind of like, okay, this is why it's weird.
Yeah.
And not, like, how it should be.
Okay. I'm on board then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say once you see 5, you're going to be a lot happier. I'm
definitely going to try to watch 5 tonight then.
But 4, I will say that 4 did something in less time.
Okay.
Than Matrix could pull off.
Oh, making you think.
Making you think, is he crazy?
Yeah.
Like, just how well it was going, like how well it, like, bled in. You're just like. All
the different things, like. The little stuff around the asylum and like
it's almost like that Batman theory.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it made me think of. It made me think of that Batman theory of maybe Bruce Wayne was committed.
Yeah.
And everything is just other inmates or like other patients and other, you know, like the
Dr. Stephen Grant, archaeologist or whatever, the videotape and like it was very good. I think the beginning of The Matrix did a better. If we're gonna like throw shade, I think the beginning of The Matrix did a better job of making you question it. But then, as soon as you start to question it, the beginning of The Matrix is like, "Nope, it's definitely real."
Yeah, exactly. They doubled down on it. Yeah. This didn't double down.
Well,
it
was not just until he ran into Steven himself.
Yeah, but I feel like even then you're kind of like, "This is weird." If you think about it,
that he could be crazy. But I don't know. I didn't get that. Didn't get that believing into it.
Yeah, yeah, you're not going to full... I mean, you also know it's a show and that he's the main character. Yeah,
true.
But it did a really good job of, like, selling it.
Yeah.
Like, because everything he was saying, how he was acting, how Dr. Harrow was responding...
Oh, he's so creepy.
You're like, yeah, that's what somebody that is having a complete dissociative episode would be saying.
Yeah, true.
You would be saying things like that. You would be talking about how you're now a superhero and you have a magic suit and you get powers from an Egyptian god.
I want to talk about episode 4, The Wall of Stonified Gods.
Yes. Okay.
Because let's talk about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot there. And by the way, the amount of gods that showed up for the council... Not that many compared to what there like should be.
5.
Yeah, compared to what there should be.
Yeah.
I thought,
because Khonshu was technically counted.
Yeah.
If it's 5, I think, with Khonshu.
Khonshu, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's a bunch of them that aren't there, but maybe they just don't fucking care. You know, there's a lot of guys that, like, could get the call and be like, fuck you guys, I'm not going.
I feel like they don't have a choice. Like, I feel like it's like, if you get the call, you have to.
I thought they didn't have to until I saw that wall, and I thought, oh, all the others are stoned.
Yeah.
And stoned.
They're so stoned.
And I was like, if Mark frees Khonshu,
Egyptian gods,
I want him to free all of them. Imagine that shit show. Because look, a bunch of you teaming up on one.
And every single Egyptian god comes back.
Yeah.
Which means
it includes a lot of avatars, includes a lot of deception. A lot of them, I'm sure, are stoned for a good reason.
For a reason, there's always a good reason to get stoned.
Yeah, right.
But no, so... I think that, and this is the funny thing. Did you hear the whole thing where like Oscar Isaac took this role because of how secluded it was from the rest of the MCU?
No.
Yeah, one of the main factors on why he took this is he was like, I don't want to be part of everything that's existed. Yeah. He's like, I love it. I love what they've been doing, but I wanted a story that felt like its own thing.
Oh, that's,
it didn't feel like it was like constantly being influenced, and it was constantly like, hey, you get that thing that was over there? He didn't want that.
I mean, that's fair.
So the fact that this is like its own little like secluded little pocket of the MCU, when you think about it,
that's a great point because I forgot it was MCU,
right?
Like it just we were just talking about gods, Thor. Not once did I think, well, Khonshu could show up in fucking Thor: Love and Thunder, because Khonshu could. He's a deity.
Very well could.
Not now at this point, I guess. But
now he's a statue.
Now he's a statue.
A paperweight.
Any of these Egyptian deities could show up and are referenced to be fucked off to, not Elysium, but wherever their afterlife is because they're not engaged with humanity anymore, could definitely be involved in Thor: Love and Thunder, but it didn't even cross my mind that they're in the same universe.
Same universe. And that's what's crazy because it's like you have the Asgardians and they are legitimately a space race.
Yep.
They're a powerful space race. Alien race.
Yep.
And I heard recently the theory that Asgard was actually a planet that got destroyed by one of the Celestials birthing.
Oh, that's
But they were so technologically advanced that they were able to survive.
Yeah.
And that Asgard is basically the last chunk
of that planet.
Of that planet floating
that
there.
That celestial egg.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
So that's an interesting theory. But I mean, so you have one set of gods.
Yep.
That is literally just an alien race.
Yep.
I would love to see what happens and how they explain the Greek gods.
Yeah. Because they're definitely not referenced anywhere else yet.
Are they another alien race? Because, I mean, technically they can change it and do that in this.
Yeah.
Or are they going to literally just be like, nah, these are gods from human history.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the Egyptian gods. They are Egyptian gods from human history.
Well, I mean,
based around that.
Magic is very much a thing in Marvel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So magic gods, not technology gods, very possible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously the Egyptian gods in Moon Knight, magic gods.
Yes, almost
certainly. I mean, if they're technology gods, it's insanity.
On a level that we can't even comprehend. Yeah,
they're like celestial technology, and it's higher than that. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
It's insane. So they're clearly magic gods, but that's interesting. Where the Greeks gonna fall into place?
Yeah.
So it I think that
if he frees everyone, that has massive implications for the MCU.
Yes.
Because even though it feels secluded,
it's not
secluded.
Yeah. And crazy gods are crazy gods.
Yeah. And a whole button, like if you have freaking Anubis.
Yeah.
Come out.
Any number that's, of chaos beasts.
That's not going to be fun. The avatar of Anubis probably isn't going to be the nicest person.
Nope. Ra, dude.
Yeah.
That's not someone to fuck around with.
Literally, one of the few big name gods that were still there was Osiris.
Osiris. I think he's the highest of the remaining pantheon.
Yeah, he was the bald guy.
Pretty high up there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always kind of been the leader.
I mean, he's the god of what, knowledge?
Knowledge. Not knowledge. He's eventually the god of like the afterlife, right? Because he dies and there's a whole thing with that. But I forget where he falls.
I'm trying to remember. Because he's supposed to be the opposite of Anubis.
So you know the god that is interesting?
Who?
The one at the very end of episode 4. Not Baphomet. What's her name? The hippo goddess.
Yes.
Because
it's explained in episode 5.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know that. I know what I know about her from other stuff.
Yeah.
Because that, so and there's a the guy that does the Percy Jackson series, Rick Riordan.
Yes.
By the way, if you ever get a chance, read any of his other stuff,
or
the Percy Jackson stuff, or any of the Heroes of Olympus, or...
I actually want to read the Percy Jackson stuff with my daughter, so I might actually
be
doing that.
Very good. I've reread it. It's just enjoyable for me, and it's a kid-friendly series. But he does an Egyptian one.
Oh.
And it's funny because they're in Brooklyn and like they talk about Manhattan where the Greek gods are.
Yeah.
And someone goes, why don't we ever go there? And they're like the talking chimp or whatever it is because they do everything totally differently for the Egyptian gods.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, no, we don't go over there. Different pantheon. And they're like, pantheon. They're like, what? And like, don't worry about it. Yeah. And it's like a whole thing because each.
Which is funny because the Greek and the Roman have such bleed over in their thing. But
yeah, but so there's a lot of, but that's the thing. He approaches that with Greeks and Romans and how they are technically the same gods, but you can't mix because then the gods have personality clashes where they don't know which one they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because they are very much magic gods.
Yeah.
And then the Norse are in there and the Norse are just like the other Norse and the Egyptians are there. But the Egyptian, the Hippo goddess, she runs a retirement home on the river Nile, on the river of the dead. And that's where they find Ra in the series is like losing his mind in the retirement home.
So
that's
dope.
When this insane asylum, the doors open, you see the Hippo goddess. So that's kind of her like thing is to take care of the.
Yeah, she's like the
nurse god. Or
almost like the in this it seems more like she's the equivalent to like Charon in Greek,
kind of
like where it's ushering souls.
Yes, and so her showing up was very interesting for me. I'm very excited to see episode 5.
I loved that ending of them both screaming.
Yeah,
and the fact that that Oscar Isaac was screaming.
Yes.
Very differently for each character.
Yes.
I was like, you can clearly tell the difference between him as Mark screaming and him as Steven screaming.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is so good. And I'm like, I hope he gets more credit. And I will say, do you know what I found out? With the fact that now that they had both of them in the same scenes. Like, you know how you can tell that there was
love. Oh yeah. Wait, oh thank you.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry. I just interrupted you. I got very excited because that's something I want to talk about.
Oh, because with them both being in the scene together at the same time. One of the interesting facts about this, I don't know if it plays more into the next episode, into 5, or if it's into 4.
Yeah.
Because there's some scenes where you can tell that it's a body double.
Okay.
And not like a digital replacement.
Yeah, there's a couple of moments. However,
it is his brother.
Is it the body double?
His body double.
Okay, that's not what I wanted to talk about.
The body double is his brother. It's the reason why like the jaw structure and the neck
everything's so
close. is kind of similar.
That's really clever.
It's why they were able to do such wide shots of that because they're like
they just image over him and it's an easy. It's an easy shot.
Yeah, they were like they are very similar in how they look.
Awesome.
They're like, so this is perfect.
That's so cool. So related to that,
yes,
Oscar Isaac is so. Goddamn amazing.
Yeah, super talented.
He's so Oscar Isaac, if you ever hear this podcast, I just want you to know that I am a fanboy.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
I want
you for Gomez Adams in a remake of The Addams Family. I want you for every role I could think of going forward.
Yeah.
The juxtaposition from Steve and Mark.
Yeah.
I already appreciated how apparent it was.
Yeah.
But it is triply so apparent when you see him playing side by side.
Yeah.
Physical mannerisms, body language, obviously accent and stuff like that, but just inflection on words. It's he is so talented.
Yeah. It was mind blowing. Like when you see it all in the same scene.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing it through a mirror, which immediately kind of breaks your immersion. Yeah, I say mirror weird.
Yeah. But you're right. No, when you don't see him talking through the mirror as one or another, and you're like, you're getting the full facial thing. It's not like just in a puddle that's fluctuating or.
Yeah, you can make out what he's doing with his hands and like how he stands, how he holds himself.
Yeah.
You know,
in comparison with another Mark one.
Because Mark always has that kind of like hunched over, ready to punch you in the face kind of feeling to him. And Steven's always like, oh, I'm surprised. And his shoulders are back.
I'm excited to see how differently Jake looks compared to them.
Yeah, that's gonna be a mind blower.
Yeah.
And I will say that's not explained in episode 5, so I'm still wondering that too.
Okay. Well then I definitely gotta see what's going on there. I would love to see. I hope his mannerisms are even more drastically different.
Because it has been made apparent, and that's probably something that we should mention really, really quickly before we end the episode, that there is definitely a third.
Oh, for sure.
And they referenced him with the sarcophagus.
They didn't hint at anything. They showed he woke up having killed a man. Mark was not the one in control.
And neither was Steve.
So you have a confirmation in episode 2? Three. That there's definitively a third personality there. Then you have them running through the asylum, and sure enough, in another sarcophagus is a struggling personality.
That's struggling even more than Steven was.
Yeah, like clearly.
Violently struggling.
Yeah, but it's probably suppressed somehow because of whatever's been going on.
Yeah, because you know that third personality is the most violent.
Yes.
And which is crazy because Mark is pretty goddamn violent.
I'm curious to see if and when they bring Jake into it.
Like when he stood up against a room full of armed guys and killed four of them with an axe.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see if Jake does make his appearance, what they do for his Moon Knight suit.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
I don't think they're going to do the Avatar outfit. I think they're because, like I said, each personality has their own. I mean, it's cool that like it's really in the mind of the beholder kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, what is the hyper violent, you know, Jake going to?
Because in the comics, Jake isn't necessarily hyper violent. He's just.
Well, they've really already taken it. Steven Grant isn't in the comics either in the way that they are for this one. Well,
he's a millionaire.
Yeah, it's totally different. Steven Grant, and they took the baselines of the personalities a little bit.
Yeah.
But they mostly just took the names.
They took the names.
And then ran with it in a way that makes more sense for this universe.
Yeah.
Which I love, by the way, because there's so much non-continuity in the comics.
Yeah.
That, like, this, whatever, just fucking take it and make it work with what Oscar Isaac can do and what you can do with production and, like,
I'm and just something that makes more sense in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, having a random millionaire that you didn't know that you were, that would be weird.
But
having just, like, a regular guy.
And the random millionaire is what a lot of the people compare him to Batman to.
Exactly, yeah. So having him be just regular, like a regular dude, honestly, less than regular, he's just definitely a below average living guy.
Having it double down on the personality types that make him different than Batman and establish him more separate.
I mean, Jake is more of like the criminal personality. Yeah. He's more sleazy. He's more street smart.
Yeah.
So if the reason why people are always ending up dead around like whenever Jake takes over is because he is ruthless in his execution of things. Yeah.
I mean, like, he's the unforgiving arbiter.
Yeah. Yeah,
kind of think that
because Mark definitely has a conscience. Mark definitely
is. Mark is violent.
He's a soldier. He acts like a soldier does. He's like, if people are trying to kill me, I'm going to kill them first.
Yep, 100%.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
He's like, I'm not going to go out of my way to murder you. He's like, if you're in my way, I will hurt you. Yep. If you try to kill me, I'll kill you first.
And a really sweet moment from 4 I liked related to Mark.
Yes,
is that he punched Steve in the face. For kissing his wife.
After the kiss.
But then was like, you told her the truth.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Because Steven's like that.
Yeah. Can we talk about how weird that kiss was?
Oh,
just
so
how
awkward.
Uncomfortable, cringy it was.
Oh, it made my heart hurt watching it.
I was like, are you in sixth grade? What is going on,
come
dude?
On. He might be. You don't know. Steven's, you know, kind of a weird one. Layla seemed into it.
That might have been his first kiss.
Which is so weird because Layla was like,
she's kissing her husband.
Yeah, she's like kissing her husband, but it's like kissing her weird husband. But she's also kind of getting that vibe, like she does like Steven.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, it's because Steven is everything. Steven is everything that Mark knows Layla likes.
Well, I was just going to say, if Steven is a fabricated personality, if Mark was the original, which it kind of seems like.
Which is
like,
the comic.
Yeah, comic and seems like it at this point.
Mm.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Steven was definitely made as a avatar of Layla. Like, it's Egyptian lore. It's all it's the French poetry.
Mm-hmm.
All these things that Mark knows are traits of Layla.
Mm-hmm. That he himself can't do.
That he himself is not a big part of.
Yeah.
And that's what Steven Grant is the personality that, of course, would fall in love with Layla.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm interested to watch episode 5, hopefully tonight.
Here's the thing. This is only a 6 episode.
I know, we're almost there.
That means next week is the last fucking one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm mad now.
Yeah.
Because I actually really like this series.
It's really good.
I was expecting to like this series.
It's better than I expected.
After the past two episodes, like seeing 4 and 5,
yeah,
I really like this series. Mm-hmm. And now I'm doubling down on my main critique of it being too short.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how good the next episode is. Yeah. The next episode could be perfect. It could be a 10 out of 10 episode. You. And I'm going to go, that was it, though. And there was only 5 more before it. Mm-hmm. And we have given other shows longer runs.
Yeah.
Why didn't this one get what it deserved?
They might do a whole nother season.
They might. And honestly, one of the big things, and I'll say we should probably close out on this.
Yeah, this sounds good.
One of the things that I liked specifically about episode 3 is due to the fact that they're going around and pyramids and stuff like that and fighting a literal mummy.
Yes.
It's setting up that there can be werewolves and vampires and shit for Moon Knight to fight. Oh, yeah.
And God damn it, where's my fucking money, Dracula? You big nerd. Are you big? I want it so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a spoiler, quote unquote spoiler, for episode 5.
Yeah.
And it was like, Hera was just 3 Draculas in a trench coat all along. And I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place to call it. Well, thank you guys for listening. Check us out anywhere you can get your podcasts, like Spotify,
Apple,
Google,
iHeartRadio.
Check out our website for all our podcasts, including this one and Dark Rum, Rum Runners. I wanted to say Talk Shonen because my brain is farting. It's a Senpai Kohai. Yeah. You have to watch this podcast.
You got it right. No, you got it right. Oh, yeah, good job.
Chungus Cast, Fit Talk with Nick.
Very good. There's one more.
Narwhal's Nightmares.
I mean, that one's kind of on a hiatus right now, but there's one more that happens all the time. It has the word infinite in it.
Infinite Universe.
There we go.
Yeah. And that's at rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com, where you can also, if you have a podcast, especially if you're local in Lehigh Valley, or you just want to really jump in with the best podcast network around.
Yep.
Get on that site. Check us out.
There's a contact form right down the bottom. Also on that site is one of the main places that we distribute our new digital magazine for indie podcasters. It's the Indie Podcast Magazine. It is free. It is digital. It is interactive. You can, if you have a podcast, we try to offer very affordable marketing for podcasts. So you can hit us up also
very
on that contact form.
Very affordable, but very worth it.
Very worth it, yes. Because it does... It's shared in some of the largest podcast groups in the world on Facebook to around, I think it's 130,000 people altogether is who it's shared out to. So you can definitely do that. You can read it there, and you can also let us know if you'd like to be in it. Also, make sure to check out our partners over at Lehigh Valley Food at lehighvalleyfood.com. Especially if you're going to be in the Lehigh Valley or around Lehigh Valley, to find out the places to eat.
They have reviewed some of the best places.
So good. I love working with them because I get to eat some of the food. So
I've seen some of the pictures. I have not had the pleasure of being part of these, but I've eaten at some of the places they've reviewed, and I've seen some of the pictures for the other places. And my God, it makes that being on a diet hard.
Yeah. We got good food around here.
Yeah. The Lehigh Valley does have an excellent food scene.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you all for listening.
Embrace your fandom, everybody.
And let your freak flag fly.
Well, a freak flag?
Or for nerd flag?
There we go.
Wow, I don't know what's going on.
Peace.
Peace.